Hello, this is the Will Leach Experience Podcast. I'm Will Leach. I'm here with Andy Behrens for Trivia Part 1. Andy, how's it going?
I'm okay. I'm ready for my trivia.
You ready for your trivia? You're nervous. You sound nervous.
I have low expectations for myself.
Okay, that's okay. you are the seventh competitor to do this. The all-time leader, and I think probably someone that will be unable for anyone to beat this person, was Chuck Culpepper, who got 167 out of a possible 200 points. Second place is 129, and last place is 89. So very, very difficult. So you're not going
to. I expect to finish with what would be a good Wonderlic score, but not a great trivia score.
See, if I would get a bad Wonderlic score because I don't know what a good Wonderlic score is. So I would do really bad. All right, so the first, each of these questions are worth 5 points apiece. There are 10 toss-ups. These are all current events questions based off basically what's stuff that happened over the weekend or right before the weekend in sports. You get 10 of these, each are worth 5 points. And then let me check and make sure hang on.
Oh my God. I've been drinking on a beach basically for most of the weekend, so we'll see how this goes.
Okay, but that's what, if you get one right, that's what it gets. So that'll be very exciting. Okay, question number one. The Cleveland Cavaliers were reported to have signed which free agent star this weekend, a player considered by many to be a future Hall of Famer?
Holy cow. We're not talking about Chauncey Billups?
That's incorrect. The correct answer is Sean Marion.
Is it going to be Sean Marion?
Yeah. It is Sean Marion, yes. Well, I told you, so it's definitely going to be that one. All right.
You threw me with Hall of Famer. Really? Are we putting Sean Marion in the Hall of Fame?
Honestly, I just listened to the Starters podcast. I just listened to the Starters podcast, and they had a whole thing on players to be in the Hall of Fame, and they all agreed that Sean Marion was a Hall of Famer.
Oh, my God.
I know, okay. Right?
I mean, like, fantasy Hall of Famer.
Unanimously, okay. They agree that he was a Hall of Famer, which is
I ruled him out as soon as you said Hall of Fame.
Do you think Chris Bosh is in the Hall of Fame?
Sure. Yeah.
See,
I think that's a lot of All-Star teams.
Yeah.
And
he's more
great,
of a lock.
Great numbers when he's a starter.
But they all agreed. They all agreed that Marion was a Hall of Famer. So take it up with Skeets.
Okay.
All right. Number two, what is the name of the female pitcher dazzling for Pennsylvania in the Little League World Series?
Oh my God, it's. It's Monet something. I don't know.
I'm gonna give it to you. It's Monet Davis. I'm gonna give it to you. Monet is a definitive enough first name.
Like that. That's like your Brazilian soccer name, right?
Exactly.
Like you should be like just a one name player. Yeah.
Honestly, the thing that made me give it to you, there's an apostrophe in it. I feel like if there's an apostrophe in it, I feel like there's a memorable enough name that it counts. So it's 5 points. Okay, number three. Monique Evans, who threw out perhaps the worst first pitch in the history of first pitches this weekend, was the Miss State, as in she, like the people that go to the Miss America contest, they're all from which state, certain states, the Miss State of which state?
Oh, wow. So here's one that's going to be a total 1 in 50 chance. Monique Evans is Miss, Florida?
That's incorrect. Texas is the correct answer.
Of course it is.
You really should check out that pitch, by the way. It's actually worse than 50 cents. All right, number four. What British Premier League team parted ways with its coach just 48 hours before its season-opening loss to Arsenal?
Oh, my God. British Premier League team. Not my lane. I peaked with, like, the Chicago Sting.
Okay,
When they were playing soccer in North America. So I'm going to say Liverpool.
That's incorrect. Crystal Palace.
Of course it is.
Crystal Palace. That is a team in the British Premier League. Or the Barclays Premier League, whatever they call it now.
I'm not saying I shouldn't know it.
Listen, I wouldn't have known it until the U.S. soccer team captured our nation's imaginations this summer. all right. Number five. What man hit his league-leading 32nd home run on Sunday?
Let's call it Giancarlo Stanton.
That is correct.
There we go.
Number six. What skateboarding legend died of a heart attack last week at the age of 53?
Get out. Skateboarding legend. how about the one that I can name? Surely it's not Tony Hawk.
No, that would have been a big deal. I don't know if that would have been big. Probably not as big as Robin Williams, but would have been big. Jay Adams. He was in the movie Lords of Dogtown or Zeeds of Dogtown or whatever it is. Anyway,
yeah.
Number seven.
One movie would not have come up with those names.
Number seven. If the Major League Baseball season ended today, that is to say Sunday evening when we're doing this, who would be what would be the American League wild card matchup?
Oh, wow. Let me think about this. So. Would it be – and – I need a moment. give me a moment. Okay. I'm not looking it up.
I believe you. I believe you.
I'm standing walking around in my kitchen here. I am gonna say. You're probably timing me, aren't you?
No timing. Time kind of later.
Detroit and Oakland.
That's incorrect. It would be Seattle and Anaheim.
Yeah. Right. Oh wow.
Number eight. If the Major League Baseball season ended today, Sunday night, who would be the National League wildcard matchup?
You're killing me. You're absolutely killing me.
Well, you know it's not the Cubs.
At least I'm aware that it's not the Cubs. Let's go with... Man, I'm such a fantasy guy that I never, ever tune in the standings. Let's go with Atlanta and the Cardinals.
Yeah, it's half correct, but you don't get 2.5 points.
That's something.
It's something. It's the Cardinals.
That's a feel good for me.
The Cardinals and the Giants, the San Francisco Giants. All right, number nine. The United States beat what team in international basketball exhibitions with a great performance from Derrick Rose over the weekend?
That would be Brazil.
That is correct. The Chicago guy is going to get the Derrick Rose question. And number 10, as of Sunday evening, what man led the NFL preseason in passing yards?
That's a really good question. That's one that I actually should know the answer to, but I'll how about Blake Bortles?
That's incorrect. It is Ryan Nassib.
Oh, wow. Yeah. There's a quarterback controversy for
him. Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, he's not 70% passing. You know, it's not like... All right, so now is Wednesday Topical. This is where I give you one... I can probably self-claim... This used to be daily, so I have all the names as the name of the days, but now it's not daily anymore. Now it's twice a week, so I'll get rid of the days, so I stop saying them. This is the Topical. I will give you one general topic, and then I will give you the individual questions underworld. Like if I said, name the coaches of the following teams, each of these, and I would say Chicago Bears. You'd be like, Trustman, and that'd be worth 5 points. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
Okay. So name me the all-time rushing leaders for the following franchises.
Oh, my God.
Now, keep in mind, this is the crazy NFL rules where we pretend that the Baltimore Ravens aren't what the Cleveland Browns used to be. We pretend the Cleveland Browns.
Oh.
Yeah, like those rules. That's the way official NFL rules work. So keep that in mind when you do this.
Gotcha.
And if you get confused, like, hey, or which are we counting, just ask me. I'll be able to find out. Okay, number one. The Arizona Cardinals
all-time rushing leader is let's go back to the St. Louis days. Could it be Otis Anderson?
That is correct. Well done.
Nice.
I would have thrown out a Stump Mitchell there, and I'm a fan of the team. I love Stump Mitchell. Okay, number two, the Cincinnati Bengals.
The Cincinnati Bengals should be, wow, what a icky pile of running backs. Icky. Let's say Rudy Johnson.
That's incorrect. Corey Dillon. Corey Dillon is the correct.
Oh,
answer.
Shit. Damn it.
Number three.
How do I not think of Corey Dillon?
Number three, the Chicago Bears.
I'm going to go ahead and go Walter Payton. Thanks for that.
You can't just toss in like really like the, you can't all be, you know, CFL franchises. Number four, the New York Giants.
My all-time rushing leader for the New York Giants. It's probably not also Otis Anderson, although that would be awesome. Man, I am probably being timed here, aren't I?
No, you're not. I mean, other than by the listeners and their judgment of you.
Is it Tiki?
That is correct. Well played. Number five, the Denver Broncos.
Oh, wow. Did he have enough years? I guess I'll go. I guess I'll go Terrell Davis.
That is correct. I would have not thought it was Terrell Davis because he didn't play along with that, but he did. Number six, the Cleveland Browns. Remember, this is Cleveland Browns before they moved to Baltimore. Those years just don't exist, apparently, according to the NFL.
Those years don't exist.
And then when they
take
over.
Oh, wow.
So the years that they were the Baltimore Ravens do not count. It is only their pre-move and post-move altogether as one franchise. Who is the Cleveland Browns' all-time leading rusher?
Holy cow. Yeah, that gets hard, doesn't it? Wow. I'm gonna blow this. Really? So I don't get Jim Brown here.
Wait, why would you not get Jim Brown? He would count. Jim Brown, if you think he's the all-time leading rusher, he would count because he is from the area.
Oh, you're telling me. Okay.
Yeah, Jim Brown would count because he's the.
Okay, let's go Jim Brown. Let's go Jim Brown then.
That's correct. Okay, I couldn't let you miss it because of that. So maybe I didn't explain that carefully. They just don't count the Baltimore
No, I'm
Ravens.
Not listening carefully. I'm sure you explained it perfectly.
Okay, probably not. I'm sure everyone's yelling at me. Okay, number seven. So you got that one. Number seven. The St. Louis Rams.
Oh, fun. Marshall Faulk?
That's incorrect. I would have guessed Eric Dickerson, which also would have been incorrect. It is Steven Jackson.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know. Surprising, right?
That's good. That's some good trivia right there, yeah.
Number eight, the Buffalo Bills.
Thurman Thomas.
That is correct. I would have gotten that one wrong. I would have said O.J. Simpson.
O.J.? Yeah.
Number nine, the Dallas Cowboys.
The Dallas Cowboys have to be Emmitt Smith, right?
Correct. Not the Arizona Cardinals, all-time leading rusher at all. And number 10.
But Dorsett's got to be close, right?
He's got to be close. Dorsett is close. I think Emmitt's just got so many. And number 10, the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Oh, what a good one. Is it Fred Taylor?
That is correct. You Ooh. See it cleaned up there. So you only got 15 out of straight top current events trivia, but you got 40.
That's about where my life is.
You got 40 out of time. Yeah. It's probably not fair to ask you current events questions during fantasy run-up week. That's a good sound point. Okay, but you got 40 out of that, so you have 55 at the halfway point. You are well in on your way to not finishing last, so worry not. But we're going to take a break, and we'll come back in a couple of days or, in like 15 seconds, and we'll wrap this up. So thanks, man.